The charcoal kiln. A charcoal kiln was a conical pile of wood where wood could be made into charcoal by combustion. Wood was stacked around a central chimney and combustion took place thanks to the embers introduced into the chimney. This was closed by a slab so that the combustion could take place as slowly as possible. To obtain charcoal, holm oak wood, renowned for its excellent quality, was used along with pubescent oak or ash. The charcoal burner worked for a logger specializing in the timber trade. The charcoal kilns were found in the rugged areas of the forests around Le Plateau de Valensole, the Luberon, the Ventoux, and the Montagne de Lure. The work of the charcoal burners lasted only as long as there was wood to be used in the vicinity. The artisans, therefore, led an itinerant existence, living in rough huts with their families. Most of them were of Italian stock, some from Lombardy, but mostly from the Piedmont. These itinerant immigrant workers, who lived in the woods, working with fire, were the object of a certain amount of mistrust in the collective peasant imagination, and many people considered charcoal burning to be the work of the devil. But making charcoal was not a permanent activity, and only took place in the autumn and spring. During the rest of the year, the charcoal burners took part in harvesting grapes, cutting lavender, or harvesting wheat. Charcoal burning gradually declined due to competition from coal and other energy fuels. Up until about the mid-1960s, some charcoal burners still produced charcoal for industrial purposes, but they were outdone by competition from the Spaniards. The charcoal kilns bear witness to a heritage that associations are trying to revive by offering training courses and outings. Salagon offers an educational workshop around this rebuilt charcoal kiln, which has been built with ash wood